you are in control for this Wednesday night Liberty net. This is KG4ZXNFC, and I am Jesse. I'm located out of the great fraudulent voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Once again, coming to you live from the Allegheny. I am looking for tickets for anyone for the Wednesday night Liberty net that would like to join tonight. Please call now.
KO4FE.
Well, good evening, Bill. Kilo Oscar 4,
Foxtrot Echo. Good evening, sir. How copy?
Pretty good tonight, Jesse. The band seems to be okay. You're coming in about 30 over. A lot better than Wednesday night. I didn't even waste my time Wednesday night because I couldn't hear anybody.
Yeah, the band started opening up a little bit later on there, Bill. You might want to think about checking back in, like, 15, 20 minutes after, because sometimes the band does get better. But yeah, it actually improved a little bit. I ain't gonna say a lot, but it did improve.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I couldn't even hear Bob. And I don't know. You're coming in good. I heard a few other stations. They seem to be doing okay. So hopefully tonight the band will cooperate. We'll be able to have some decent participation with some decent copy. KO4FB.
Okay, well, very good, Bill, and I hate that the band was crappy, unfortunately. You know how that works. Propagation is everything, 9% of the time. All right, thanks, Bill. Let's see who else we got out there. KO4FE, clear with you. This is the Wednesday night Liberty net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie. You're in net control. Good evening, everyone, and it is Turkey Day, New Year's Eve, so... We're still looking for check-ins. I know there's a lot of people out there that's getting out of work and enjoying the evening, so hopefully you're joining us. Anyone out there, good evening.
Bill, you probably going to have to check me in because I can barely hear Jesse. This is KK4WA.
KK4WX, Russ, you saying you're hard to copy?
Yeah, hello, Jesse. I didn't know if you could hear me or not. I was hollering at Bill, and I knew I could copy Bill quite easily, but I've got you sort of down in the mud, but I can't hear you, over.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, I'll get Bob to relay, but I hear you okay.
Okay, good deal. I don't know why it's only a one-way deal, but anyway, we're on the side, and you can continue getting check-ins. This is KK4WX.
Okay, roger, Russ. Hey, Bob, K8JOY, I got you in there, too, as number two. Go back to Russ and tell him I'm going to let you relay between us, but I'm hearing them. Okay, Bill, KO4FE. Mr. Bill is number two. Yourself is number three. And Russ is number four. Mr. Gary, good evening, sir. Give me that call again.
Yeah, that's Whiskey Bravo 2 Juliet Alpha X-ray. You're coming in good, Jesse.
Okay, Gary. Yeah, I wasn't looking at my cheat sheet to keep the call signs corrected there. Still working on that dang, Windows machine of mine, and I just cannot use the net logger. It's like an act of Congress trying to get that thing to work. All right, Gary, W2JAX, we got you as number 6. Let's see, out of New Jersey. Thanks, Gary, for being there. Great signal, too.
Roger, roger.
Hey, Bob, you said Miss Laura into JTT?
Yeah, number 5, Miss Laura.
JTT. You know, that's funny. That's my initials. Wow, unbelievable. Hey, let me turn this 220 band down here. Hey, we got Miss Laura into JTTF. Miss Laura, thank you for being here tonight, and let's see, out of Pennsylvania, and Mr. Marty, tell him a big hello for me as well, into IRC, our net manager. Thank you guys for being here tonight. All right, let's see, thanks, Bob. Let's see who else we got out there. Good evening. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Jesse. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie. And we're looking for more check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Anyone else out there? Good evening. Okay, it's about 10:06. I'll take one more. Calling CQ, Liberty Netters. This is KG4ZXC, taking check-ins. Good evening, all. Okay, I'm not hearing anything else at this time. Thank you, everybody who's checked in already. Let's see, Mr. Bob, how copy? Okay, roger, roger. As soon as I get my Windows machine up, you can relay all the information back to me. And we won't have to do this too often, but thank you for being here and helping out like always. You are a hell of an asset to this net. So thanks, Bob. Anyone else before we open the net? Okay, hearing nothing. So, Mr. Bob, K-8-J-O-Y, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, go ahead and do the opening. Bob, and thank you for that fine announcement there. Yes, God bless this great country, because we need it now more than ever. All right, this is KG4ZXC out of the Verdifrost state of Pennsylvania. Once again, coming to you from the Alleghenies, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And yes, you can go into the chat mode here on libertynetradio.org. Yeah, like Bob said, do not type anything extra in. You might be surprised. All right, well, with that, let's see. That's libertynetradio.org, and you can jump into chat mode. If you got something you would like to relay to one of us net controllers, you probably do that too. It as well as much as the net logger. That's the real Liberty Net on NetLogger, guys. Hey, well, let's see. It is the eve of Thanksgiving. I'd like to remind everybody that Thanksgiving is a time for family. Thanksgiving is a time for friendship, respect, and love for one another, to be humble enough to invite people into your home, to feed them when they need food, to shelter them when they need a roof over their head, among many things else. You know, mankind is kind, the ones that I know anyway. And we need to keep that in perspective as we come into this Thanksgiving Day. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. And, yeah, I just like to be thankful for everything that I have here today. And this audience we have out here, because there's a lot of good hams out here, like-minded as myself, and I tell you, it is a remarkable thing when people pull together and do the right thing. There've been a lot of drastic news on out here, and I really don't want to cover a lot of it, but my thoughts and prayers go out to all the people that lost their life over this event that transpired, that shadowed the massive rallies of protest over the vaccine mandates throughout the world. And people running their cars through crowds and killing them is not tolerated. And we as Americans must start to make our voices heard and start making some action, start reacting. But let me go into this before I get too long-winded. Thanks, Bob, for opening the net. Let's see. This is KG4ZXC, and this, I'm going to take a quick pause. Hey, well, anyway, I got the story off of Gateway Pundits I wanted to open up tonight with, and it's kind of short, but it's to the point. This is off of Gateway Pundits. They're killing us. They're killing our people. The Aborigines elder screams in Facebook rant after Australian military reports holding down our people and shooting them with this bioweapon. June Mills, Aborigines elder in the Northern Australia, took to Facebook and recorded and disturbing video. Mills claims Australian military is forcibly holding down Aborigines people and vaccinating them without their will, against their will. June Mills screamed during her video in rant over the abuse of the Australian government on the native people. June is an elder in the town which the people were removed from speaking out and is rightfully angry. So, you know, this is only a matter of time before it comes to this country. It's already here in this country. You're just not looking. And if you ain't looking, that means your head's in the sand. So, I just want to remind everybody, we are at war. And it's for our lives this time. This is KG4ZXC. Let me go ahead and open the door to KO4FE, Mr. Bill, out of beautiful Pennsylvania, southwest side. Take it away.
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, this is KO4FE. Okay, Jeffy, well, you know, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial ended with an innocent verdict, and we all saw the media coverage. I mean, he was a white supremacist, a vigilante, a militia member, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist. I mean, they just called this guy every name in the book. And they're still calling him that. Of course, they're outraged. They did everything they could to get this boy convicted, but fortunately, the I mean, the video tape was obvious, and the jury agreed. But now we got another case, this Waukesha case, and you wonder, well, what can the media do with this? You got a black guy arrested. He was filmed. How could they possibly spin this? Well, they're already busy. Here's a headline, Gateway Pundit. CNN's up to its old trick, lighten skin color of Waukesha BLM supporting Christmas parade killer. And then they show his actual photograph versus the one that CNN posted. And if you took away the dreadlocks, if you didn't look too close, you'd think this guy was white. They lightened him up so much. Well, anyway, that's the tactic they're using. They're trying to get the, I guess, people with 5-second attention spans. Maybe they can fool them into thinking, it's another white supremacist. But anyway, let's get into this story. It's not very long. It says, Waukesha Christmas parade mass murder, Daryl Brooks, appeared in court for the first time this week after slaughtering 6 people and injuring over 60 others in a Christmas parade attack. Brooks is a black racist, Trump hater, an anti-white radical who barreled through a Christmas parade on Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And several websites, Fox News, I think, has covered his anti-Trump, anti-white radical postings. He had one posting where he posted a picture of Malcolm X standing by a window with, it looks like, a M1 carbine with a 30-round mag in it. And he had a bunch of talking about knocking white people out. Well, anyway, it said CNN posted his photo on their website following his arraignment. They lightened his skin. Oh, God. Gee, why would they do that? It asked. Well, it doesn't end there. Here's another article. This is Breitbart. Established media blasted for labeling Waukesha massacre a parade crash. Yeah, you would think a couple cars got out of control and some people got hurt. Nothing to get excited about. It's just a parade crash. Yeah. CBS News, the Associated Press, and the Washington Post, and various other media outlets have been taking serious heat on social media for labeling the horrific attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, as a, quote, parade crash, unquote. On Sunday, suspect Daryl E. Brooks Jr. allegedly plowed an SUV into crowds of people attending the Waukesha Christmas parade, killing 6 people, including 1 child, and wounding at least 62 others. As far as I can tell, all the people injured and killed were white. But, of course, the media is not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Anyway, it says, according to authorities, Brooks' alleged act was intentional. Well, they're charging him with intentional homicide. And it occurred shortly after a domestic disturbance incident. Police were not in pursuit of the suspect at the time of the alleged attack, contrary to earlier reports. Despite all those facts, CBS News decided to label the incident a parade crash when covering Brooks' Tuesday court appearance, where he was charged with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The man accused of deadly Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, makes his first court appearance, CBS News announced. David Begnaud, lead national correspondent for CBS News, also repeated the parade crash label when announcing the 6 confirmed fatality, 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, a headline for CBS News, also labeled Daryl Brooks as the parade crash suspect. Associated Press repeated the same label, referring to Brooks as a parade crash suspect. The far left Washington Post had not one but two headlines describing the attack as a SUV slamming into people, with no mention of attack or massacre. Said there, here's the headline: child is sick to die after SUV slammed into parade in Wisconsin, prosecutor said. Read one WAPO headline: Waukesha Christmas parade crash, five victims identified, driver fleeing knife fight, authorities say. Read another headline. Yeah, they make it, talk about downplaying. Sky News, ABC News, The Hill, NPR, and CNN also labeled the attack a parade crash. Sky News, that's supposed to be the Fox News of England. Apparently they're getting in on the action. And it goes on to talk about some of the other tweets. It says, needless to say, the comments came fast and furiously, denouncing the labels for inexplicably minimizing the severity of Sunday's event. Yeah, people are calling out these liars. It's really amazing the way they get away with this. Well, they're not totally getting away. It's amazing they have the nerve to do it. You know, calling it a parade crash, trying to make it sound like it's just a car accident or something, and then taking the black suspect, CNN, and lightening the picture so much you'd think it was a white guy that did it. They're just lying dirtbags. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, and KO4FE.
Hey, well, very good, Bill. Yeah, I read so much on that already, and I was hoping somebody else would bring it up tonight, which I was predicting correct. And yeah, my heart goes out to these people, and my prayers to all the families who have suffered from this massacre. That's what it is. This is a massacre. And this so-called rapper, oh my God, I could say so much, Bill. And you know what really hurts me is the fact that, like you said, this news media, news media, this propaganda media that we have, it is just outlandish of how bad these people really are. I mean, I know I was not educated to the point of some of these people, but they're showing their true colors of what they really are, education-wise and mentality-wise, and they are not reporters, Bill. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here tonight, and always a pleasure. Oh, by the way, 35 to 40 over S9 here at my location, so good signal tonight. Thanks, Bill. KO4FE, clear with you. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, and yeah, you can jump in the chat room here on libertynetradio.org if you like to. And this is the gold standard Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Not that pyrite net that you see down on the other side of the frequency. All right, this is Jesse, and let's move to Mr. Bob, KHJOY. Mr. Bob, it's all yours, sir. Take it away.
All right, Jesse, before I start, you put in number 7, Kilo, Echo, 8, Alpha, Delta, Victor, David Stone, Cedar on.
Okay, well, that Alpha, Echo, give me that the last one more time.
Kilo, the number 8, Alpha, Delta, Victor.
Okay, name and location. Okay, another Ohioan. Well, I tell you what, I'm sure you guys got a lot of news going on up there, Todd. We got Tony in there, KE8ADV. Well, thanks for joining us there, Mr. Tony, if you copy. Is he on the chat or is he monitoring SDR?
Well, let's go to the chat. Don't give the chat out.
Tony, yeah, we got you in there, and I
receiving you, Lima Charlie, about 20 over S9, so good signal there, Tony.
Hey, thanks for being there, and we'll get back around to you. You're at number 7, like Robert said, so thanks, Tony. Hey, out of Ohio, K8ADV, I'll clear with you and go back to Mr. Bob, K8JOY. Take it away, Bob.
Supporter. And I said to her, and I'll try to keep it clean, you're a white woman.
Black Lives Matter would most likely screw you and kill you. What kind of a fool are you? And then somebody else in the crowd said, well, there goes your ship for the day. So it's amazing. People are sitting there listening to this false narrative about this automatic weapon crossing state lines. All the lies that have been found not guilty, that crazy Tammy, I think her name, she's kind of a host with that Joy Reid, calls him a little murderous white supremacist. He's been acquitted. She's called him a little murderous white supremacist. It looks like his attorneys are going to sue, including President Biden, because when he slandered Rittenhouse, he was not the president. He was a private citizen. So that's my first comment. I'll give it back to you, Mr. Jesse, D.C.4, P.S. Tennessee, K.A.J.O.I.
Insurrection. Hey, very good, Bob. And yeah, you hit it on the money. Oh my gosh, I tell you what.
The naive people out there, the ignorant people, the ones who listen to CNN.
I don't wish nothing bad on anybody, but I do wish these networks would completely fall off the face of the earth, because there's nothing worse than listening to propaganda, and that's all we're listening to. We have no news sources, we have no media, and the ones who do, we have to vet every story that we even read anymore. And you know, I don't even try to put anything out unless we know for a fact, you know, what we're talking about. I made a couple mistakes myself, because certain stories did not produce the proper information, and yeah, it kind of bit me in the you know what. But you know, that's the whole thing, Bob. We all need to be vigilant and stop listening to the propaganda machine, and that's what it is. Just like we need to quit calling the China 19 virus, the Chinese virus, the coronavirus. We need to quit using these definitions. Before tonight's out, I'm going to give you guys a webpage that I want you to, and it's a video on BitChute. I don't have it in front of me because I left it in front of the other computer when I was looking it up earlier today. But what I'm trying to say is, the information I have will blow your mind on what's going on. And this guy is dead on point. Thanks, Bob. I'm going to not get too long-winded there, but thank you, Bob. Always good and good to hear you, and thanks for being here tonight. This is KG4ZXC, and let's see, there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. Hey, Bob, thank you, sir, or Mr. Robert, however you prefer. KJOY out of Ohio, and thank you, sir. All right, moving down the list. Oh yeah, there we are. KK4WX, Mr. Bob, you're going to have to relay, I believe, just in case he don't hear me. So KK4WX, if you don't copy me, Bob will do the relay. So take it away, Russ, out of beautiful Georgia. Take it away, sir.
Oh man, I don't have no trouble now. I don't know if the band changed or what. You were kind of down in the mud, sort of even with the noise. Although I could copy, it was just a little tough, but you know how these things are, they do a pretty good job. But I don't have any trouble at all now. Not a problem in the world, Jesse. You're sounding Q5 way up there, at least 10 or 20 dB over sometimes, so good copy. This is K4WX. Wow, I tell you what, Bob, I know how you feel when you're running into these stocks or these weird people that just came to drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak. And Bill, good comments all the way around. I couldn't agree more. It's just totally amazing as to what our news media and how they've become. And this this thing called The View or whatever. I don't ever watch it, but I do see where on
certain news networks, they'll play a little segment of it or something, or these people spewing their foul hatred and whatnot, and just anything that's, well, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm not going to go there too much. I know let the trial speak for itself, and I think if anybody with a half-wit brain can watch it and watch the evidence, could surely know what to come, what kind of conclusion to come up with. But there's a ministry that I kind of donate money to and whatnot, and I've bought several CDs and whatnot, and I've got one here of a recording from the Daystar Network, and I'm going to play just a real small segment where, actually, I don't know where they got the tape, but it was a tape of a Senate hearing with Senator Rand Paul with the HSS Secretary Javier Becerra, and I thought it was extremely good, and I'm going to play it here, and let's see how it'll turn out. Let's see, first of all, Jesse, are you copying okay, over?
No broadcasting.
Are you copying okay, Jesse, over?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Russ. I had to run downstairs for that piece of paper I was looking for. But you coming in prematurely, Russ.
Okay, good deal. All right, well, here we go, and let's see if this thing will fire up on this tape here. Let's see if I can get it going.
Vaccine education.
Well, the U.S. Senator for Kentucky, Rand Paul, is passionate about the individual liberties and basic rights of humanity. In fact, this is him opposing HHS Secretary Javier Becerra on his support for ongoing mandates and his stance against natural immunity.
Are you familiar with an Israeli study that had 2.5 million patients and found that the vaccinated group was actually 7 times more likely to get infected with COVID than the people that had gotten COVID naturally?
Senator, I have to get back to you on that one. I'm not familiar with that study.
Well, you think you might want to be if you're going to travel the country insulting the millions of Americans, including NBA star Jonathan Isaac, who has had COVID, recovered, look at a study of 2.5 million people and say, well, you know what? It looks like my immunity is as good as the vaccine or not. In this whole country, maybe I'll be able to make that decision. Instead, you've chosen to travel the country calling people like Jonathan Isaac and others, myself included, flat earthers. We find that very insulting. It goes against the science. Are you a doctor or a medical doctor?
I've worked over 30 years on health care.
You're not a medical doctor. You have a science degree. And yet you travel the country calling people flat earthers who have had COVID, looked at studies of millions of people, and made their own personal decision that their immunity they naturally acquired is sufficient. But you presume somehow to tell over 100 million Americans who survived COVID that we have no right to determine our own medical care. You alone are on high, and you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background, no medical degree. This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American. You, sir, are the one ignoring the science. The vast preponderance of scientific studies, dozens and dozens, show robust, long-lasting immunity after COVID infection. Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine if you have measles immunity. The same was true for smallpox. But you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the American people for being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity. Try understanding that there's no more basic medical right than deciding what we inject into our bodies.
Okay, that was Rand Paul. I tell you what, sometimes
sometimes old Senator Paul, he really hit the head of the nail. And he gave this HSS secretary, Javier Becerra, I guess that's how you pronounce his name. He gave him really a good piece of his mind. And he pointed out you don't have a doctorate degree of any kind. He doesn't have a degree in science or anything. So how in the world could he make these decisions like this? This is just absolutely seems to be very common with this whole administration about putting people in positions in this government that are really not even qualified to be there. And I think this was an excellent example of that. And Rand Paul really brought it out. So back over there to you, Jesse, and I hope you were able to copy that. This is KK4WX.
Okay, very good there. Appreciate it, Russ. And yeah, we copied that pretty good there. How about up there, you, Bob? You copy them okay?
That was a great piece of information
into the woodshed. Hey, Roger, Roger. Yeah, you know, Russ, that it really hit home. Every time I hear Rand Paul break down Fauci. Well, one the same, right? Well, anyway, we know who the douchebag is anyway. But hey, that was very good. And when he puts them in the place. I have to respect that. Hey, thanks, Russ, and very good signal, and it came up a lot on the last go-around. He was pumping up to 25 over F9 here, so thanks, Russ, for being there, and can't wait to hear the next round. Thanks, Russ. KK4WX, clear with you. Hi, take a quick pause before I forget. Do we have any late check-ins I want to add to the list before we move on?
Hello, Mr. Bo.
So,
Mr. Guest, can you hear Mr. Bo?
Yes, sir. KD0RFA, I did copy you. Stand by, Mo, and I'll be right back to you. Okay, who was the other station? I thought I heard Frank from Fishkill, but let me stand by and see who was the other station.
Well, after Laura.
No, I got another late check-in, Bob. Okay, who was the other check-in? Okay, November 9er, give me that call again. Okay, somebody walked on you. India uniform, I got that. What did I miss? Okay, name the location out there in Indiana. Okay, Bob, we got you in there. I want to go ahead and write you down while I had the chance. I noticed there was those stations in there. We're going to put you on the bottom of the list after Mr. Moe, so we'll be back around to you. Okay, thanks, Bob. N9SIU. Let's see, who was the other station? I know it's one of our regular check-ins. Give me that call again. Okay, GIO, give me your prefix real quick and the other station standby. Okay, Bob, I'm running QRM. Okay, W2GIO, we got you in there, Mr. Frank.
Hi, Mr. Frank. We'll be back to you here in a short out of New York, out of Fishkill, New York. That's Mr. Frank. Who's the other station? Okay, Delta Papa Papa, KD2 Delta Papa Papa.
Roger, Delta Papa Papa.
Okay, yeah, you guys doubled. That's why I was having difficult picking them up. Name and location on him, Bob. Okay, the state of what? Oh, no, don't even say that. No, I was just messing around. Hey, good to have you in there, Walter, and from New York. Thank you. And you ain't got a yell, Bob. Good golly. Well, I kind of gathered that. Well, thank you for that. I'm not writing all that down, but, hey, we know he's in New York. All right, very good. Thanks, Bob. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's KG. I'm KG4ZXE, and let's finish the list up with that, and we'll take some late check-ins after the bottom of this list. So, let's see. After Mr. Russell was Miss Laura, into JTT, I'd like to go ahead and hats off to you, Miss Laura, for being there tonight and listening in. Appreciate you being there. And Mr. Marty, a net manager into IRJ, of course, is always in the background. So they're in SDR mode, so we're going to move it down to Mr. Gary out of New Jersey. So Mr. Gary, WBT-JAX, come on in.
Okay, very good. Jesse, KC4ZX and a T, WB2JAX in New Jersey. How do you copy, Jesse?
Oh, not bad at all. Almost like you should just pour me a cup of coffee.
Okay. All right. I got a lot of folks on the left, so that's good. Let's see. Number one, BitChute. David Martin, the doctor, wants to expose the criminal activity of these, I guess you would call them, cabal of medical tyranny, and I don't know how to pronounce the other word I want to use, but I'm writing notes here. But anyway, Dr. Martin had claimed that he's got the proof of the cabal that's putting the whole network on. And he also mentioned at the very end of his issues that Rand Paul has a paper that proves their criminal activity, but he will not challenge Fauci. He windbags out Fauci, but he doesn't present that paper that would be able to indict that man. He should be in jail. That's number one. All right, number two, Corbett report on BitChute also. A woman named Whitney Webb explaining how the recent green transformation of global financial system, the NACS and the GFANZ or whatever the heck they are, but anyway, an attempt to monopolize the world's natural resources, and it goes on. That's on the Corbett report, and that you can find on BitChute also, just recently. So I won't hold it too much here, but I want to also congratulate Tucker for putting RFK Jr. on his show about the real Anthony Fauci book. and it's going to be a real ass kicker, but I'm going to say it's a real ass kicker for Fauci. The man should be indicted, and he should be put in jail with the rest of the criminals. So with that, good comments by everybody, by the way. I'm really enjoying it tonight. Back to you, Jesse, KC4ZXC, WB2JAX.
Okay, very good, Gary. Oh, excuse me. Wow. W2JAX, Mr. Gary. Thank you, sir. Out of New Jersey. Yeah, just to reiterate real quick, Gary. Yeah, that was Dr. David Martin. And the name of the video you all watch is Who They Are. Yep, that's right. Who They Are. And that's by Dr. David Martin at and it's on BitChute.com. So, yes, it is a must-watch video. If you have the ability to watch it, please watch it. Yeah, I mean, it's about 50 minutes worth of video, and it is worth it. So, Gary, you're dead on the money. Thank you for bringing that up, Nate.
Roger, roger.
Hey, we're with Mr. Gary for now, and that's WB2JAX out of New Jersey. If anybody don't know about corruption, Gary does. Look where he lives. Hey, this is KT4ZXC, and I am the net controller for tonight's Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And let's see, just remember, you can log on to libertynetradio.org, jump into chat mode, and, you know, there's a lot of good information across the web. And you can chat with some other individuals as well in there, I'm sure, and discuss different topics. But, let's see. Moving on to Mr. Tony out of Ohio. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Delta Victor. Come on in. Okay, no problem there, Tony. Thank you for being there, and thanks for what you do as a driver, and appreciate it, Tony. KE8, Echo Delta Victor, and yeah, you get on the money when it comes to, them selling out our reserves. I'm so ticked off about that. I mean, what does our military do if we get invaded? we don't have fuel to go out and use in the vehicles at that point. So what we do, ask Tesla to charge up some batteries? It's crazy. Crazy world, Tony. Hey, thanks for being there. And yeah, we have multiple rounds. So, stick around. I know it's Turkey Night Eve. So, hey, I hope everybody's having a great week, early weekend. All right, this is KG4JC, and thanks, Tony, again. KEADV, clear with you. Mr. Moe, out of beautiful Nebraska. Good to hear you, sir. God bless you. Come on in, Mr. Moe. What do you got for us, young man?
KD0RSA, Mo out here in Nebraska. Well, I can't hear you guys like you can back there. But anyway, I want to wish you all a happy and prosperous Thanksgiving dinner and a day. And be sure and thank the Lord for it. That was what it was set up to be back with the pilgrims and what have you. And as far as this nation, I think the good Lord himself is when I stop and think about it, put Biden in here. I think he put Biden in here to wake a lot of people up. And I believe he has sure done it. And it will be a blessing if a lot more of them get woke up. So I'll turn it back to you, Jesse. And I can hear Bob a little bit. KD0RSA, back to Dan and over.
Hey, very good, Mr. Moe. And thank you for being here, like always. Always a pleasure hearing from you. And, I think you're on the right track. I think they allowed Biden to get in this administration under false pretenses just to remind everybody how elections can be stolen away from us at a moment's notice. All they gotta do is just stop the count, and they automatically win the next day. So I'm wondering how many states is gonna follow up with that throughout history now, and with all these immigrants crossing the border, we may never ever see another fair election ever again. Thanks, Mo. God bless. KD0RSA out of Nebraska, Mr. Mo. Thank you for being here. Hey, moving down, November 9er, Sierra Indians. Uniform, Bob, and yeah, we appreciate you being here tonight. And don't just run off. Stick around for the next round if you feel like it.
But we appreciate you being here. And yeah, first time check in. Okay, we'll put that down here in our notepad. And hey, always good to hear you guys out of Indiana. Hey, don't be a stranger. We generally do 2 to 3 rounds before we shut the band down for the night. So thanks, Bob. Have a blessed evening, and you and the family have a great turkey day. November Niners, Sierra Indy uniform, 7-3. Well, I ain't going to say 7-3 because I hope to hear you next round. So, Bob, thanks for being there. Mr. Frank, W2GIO, out of Fishkill, New York. Come on in.
Pass it back to me, Bob.
I don't hear him at all.
Okay, yeah, he's very noisy tonight. I'm not sure if he's breaking up or I'm getting some adjacent channel bleed over or what. It didn't sound good. But yeah, he's in there. All right, Frank, yeah, I'm having a little trouble tonight copying you. I don't know what's going on there. I think we may be a little too close tonight for some reason. But we'll try you again next round. So, Mr. Frank, God bless. W2GIO out of New York. Yeah, I better correct that because, yeah, out of New York. All right. thanks, Mr. Frank. Yeah, hey, Frank, come back to me real quick. I want to see if it's the radio or what's going on there. Okay, I don't think it's you. I think it's just the band conditions there, Frank. So, I heard you a lot better on that go-around. So maybe it's just band conditions, something rolling through here, making some noise. So, hey, we'll be back around. So thanks, Frank. WTGIO. Moving on down the list, this is the Winston Light Liberty Net. I'm KC4ZXC, Diverted Frog, State of Pennsylvania. Mr. Walder, out of New York, Kilo Delta 2, Delta Papa Papa. Come on in. You're able to copy everybody. Band's picking up a little bit of noise here. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but you know how the band is. Hey, thanks, Walter. Good golly, thank you for being here, and always a pleasure hearing from you. Out of New York, Kilo Delta 2, Delta Papa. 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 Hey, thank you, sir. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse. I'm your net control for this evening. Let's see. We're at the bottom of the list. Do we have any other late check-in?
And 4ROQ.
I was wondering where you was at. You was just in there 15 minutes prior, and then you went and vanished on me, Larry. Come on in.
All right. Yeah, this gentleman sounds like he's got some RF on his signal, Jesse. I don't think it was any kind of interference from New York there. They might want to check his connections on his coax and jumpers and go from there, SWR. Here's an article regarding NASA, and they're wanting to put a nuclear reactor on the moon. Believe that or not, they're soliciting ideas. So they don't have a good idea themselves. They're trying to get somebody else's idea about how to do it, I guess. Keith Riddler from Associated Press, USA Today. This comes from Boise, Idaho. If anyone has a good idea on how to put a nuclear fission power plant on the moon, the U.S. government wants to hear about it. NASA and the nation's top federal nuclear research lab on Friday put out a request for proposals for a fission surface power system. NASA is collaborating with the U.S. Department of Energy's Idaho National Lab to establish a sun-independent power source for missions to the moon by the end of the decade. Providing a reliable high-power system on the moon is a vital next step in human space exploration and achieving it within our grasp. Sebastian Corby Cirio, the Fission Service Power Project lead at the lab, said in a statement, "If successful in supporting a sustained human presence on the moon, the next objective would be Mars." NASA said fission surface power could provide sustained abundant power no matter the environmental conditions on the moon or Mars. "I expect fission surface power systems to greatly benefit our plans for power architectures for the moon and Mars, and even drive innovation for uses here on Earth." Yeah, that'd be kind of nice to have some of it here on Earth before you pass it on up the moon. They're shutting everything down here. Jim Reuter, Associated Administrator for NASA Space Technology Mission Directorate, said in a statement,
Your reactor would be built on Earth and then sent to the moon. Submitted plans for the fission surface power system would include a uranium fuel reactor core, a system to convert the nuclear power into usable energy, a thermal management system to keep the reactor cool, and a distribution system providing no less than 40 kilowatts of continuous electric power for 10 years in the lunar environment. Some other requirements include that it be capable of turning itself off or on without human help, that it be able to operate from the deck of a lunar lander, and that it can be removed from the lander and run on a mobile system and be transported to a different lunar site for operation. When launched from Earth to the moon, it should fit inside a 12-foot diameter cylinder that's 18 feet long. It should not weigh more than 13,200 pounds. The proposal requests are for initial system design and must be submitted by February the 19th. The Idaho National Laboratory has worked with NASA on various projects in the past. Most recently, the lab helped power NASA's Mars rover Perseverance with a radioisotope power system, which converts heat generated by the natural decay of plutonium-238 into electrical power. The car-sized rover landed on Mars in February and has remained active on the Red Planet. The Energy Department has also been working to team up with private businesses on various nuclear power plants, notably on a new generation of smaller power plants that range from small modular reactors to small mobile reactors that can quickly be set up in the field and then removed when not needed. So kind of interesting. It'd be good to beat the Chinese. The Chinese have been to the moon several times now. Jesse, this is just for you. Philadelphia to ban minor traffic stops. Bill aims to ease tension, reduce discrimination. You got a lot of discrimination up there, Jesse. Says USA Today, Philadelphia will become the first major U.S. city to ban police from making traffic stops for minor violations. Such is a broken taillight when Mayor Jim McKinney shows this picture here, signs city council approved legislation as soon as this week. Such stops have been encouraged in some police departments as a pretext to search vehicles of drivers suspected of carrying illegal drugs or weapons. But critics of the stops say they prompt a disproportionate number of stops involving drivers of color. Driving equity reinforces that public safety can be achieved with other methods than traffic stops. Council member Isaiah Thomas, the bill's author, tweeted Sunday, "Traffic stops are traumatic for drivers and scary for police officers. Limiting them makes everyone safer and communities stronger." The article goes on, but you get the idea that they don't want the traffic stops. They want to carry their illegal drugs and weapons and not be stopped. So back to you there, Jesse. See what your comment is on that. So looks like you're going to have a lot more killings and deaths up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania there pretty soon there. So everyone's sounding pretty good back this way, except the gentleman's got the RF. He needs just to check it out there. So from New York, take care, Jesse. I'll be around from N4ROQ Larry in Tennessee.
Hey, very good, Larry. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, you know, we're a bunch of racist people up here, of course. You know, we
We believe in pulling traffic stops on everybody that breaks the law. Forbid us ever have a dishonest cop on the street or anything to do any wrongdoing toward anybody. But nothing surprises me, Larry. Nothing. It does not matter what it is. This Pennsylvania in itself has gone completely mad. Larry, thank goodness you live in Tennessee. Hey, we're very good, Arco. Thank you, sir. And we'll hope to hear you on the next round. So God bless, Mr. Larry. Thank you for being here tonight. N4RONQ, Mr. Larry out of beautiful Tennessee, with a great signal also. Hey, this is KT4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and it is, what time is it anyway? Hey, it's about 14 after the hour. I wanted to bring up one last story that I thought was important for all you individuals out there that's been keeping up with the voter fraud like I have. I am so sick of being had and my vote not counting. I'm just so sick of it. It ain't funny. Along with many other topics, but you know, I can only do one a night that keeps my insanity. Hey, this is Alpha Gateway Pundits, the Arizona State Senator Sonny Borelli on Arizona Audit. And Mr. Mo, if you're out there listening, this on the investigation going on in Arizona, Mr. Font will get a perp log if he's lucky. Anyway, this guy Borelli is giving this story. The Arizona 2020 election audit reveals election laws was violated in multiple ways. Hundreds of thousands of ballots, discrepancies, and concerning lack of transparency on election protocol. The 2020 election was stolen in Arizona, along with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, California, all the states. Yes, that is correct. You can believe it or not, but it has been stolen. Anyway, the story goes on that Arizona Cindy Wendy Rogers of Arizona Forensic Election Senate Audit, what you haven't heard, and much, much more. All evidence of the voter fraud has been delivered to the Arizona Attorney General Monovich. If this guy actually does something, I will be surprised. Anyway, Monovich, and he has opened a formal criminal investigation. The Gateway Pundits reported that the investigation from the Attorney General Bonovich office recently questioned the Maricopa County Recorder Andrea Fonte. The Arizona Attorney Bonovich election integrity investigator interrogated the former recorder Andrea Fonte and received this evidence of voter fraud and election law violations 2 months ago today, and we still have seen no dang results. I am so sick of lack of people doing their dang job. This is the problem. Somebody needs to walk in that office and show him how to do it. President Trump released a statement yesterday asking when he will see something come out of the investigation. But you know as well as I know, nobody's going to do a dang thing here. Anyway, the people of Arizona are sick and tired of waiting for the truth. The Gateway Pundits correspondent Jordan Cardassian spoke in Arizona State Senate Sonny Borelli yesterday on the Arizona audit, he said. I could go into a lot more of this story, but it's just a lot of chitter chatter back and forth. But I pray to God something good comes from this. Hey, this is KD4JC, and I am out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. And
And let's see, we're going to take it to the top of the list. So let's see, KO4FE, you have the deck, sir. So take it away whenever you're ready.
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay, Jesse. Yeah, most stations are coming in. I do agree with Larry. I think Frank's got some RF on his signal. What it sounds like, but I don't know. Anything could. I don't know if it's SWR or bad station ground or like I have with RF getting into the mic cable, but that's what it sounds like. On the oil and gas front, I worked, as I've mentioned before, I've worked in the fracking industry for, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I think I got out of it in 2017. But anyway, so I still talk to people that I used to work with. They are getting more business. I talked to one guy the other night, a friend of mine whose twin brother has a fleet of fracking vehicles. And he said he's got business. Problem is he ain't got enough drivers because they got... because when fracking was completely dead, they had to lay off so many drivers that they all went and they're doing other things, driving over the road or maybe driving different kinds of trucks. So the problem he's got in terms of his fracking business, trucking, is can't get drivers, not enough of them. He's only got about half of his trucks running. But there is some drilling going on, so I don't know whether that's going to make much difference. I mean, there's mostly gas around here, but it's, you know, gas and oil are not directly related, but indirectly related. And I think most of the oil being fracked out of Texas and North Dakota. We do get some oil around here, but it's mostly gas. But anyway, the industry issues spread across whether it's gas or oil. So the big problem is getting drivers, according to the sources I talk to. Well, anyway, I just wanted to throw that in. Yeah, this is KO4. But anyway, you know, the left is constantly messing around with the language. That's one of their famous political tactics, is to constantly be messing around with language. You see this constantly. Well, anyway, here's another example. Just like the other one where they were calling that massacre a parade crash. Well, here's another example of them trying to mess with the language so people are confused, or at least people that don't pay attention very close. This is Daily Mail. It said, should we call it undocumented shopping then? Woke criminal experts tell public not to call California crime wave looting because it's, wait for it, racist. Those interviewed, including a professor of criminal justice and ex-cops, say the spate of robbery should be referred to as organized smash and grab. The distinction originates from the California Penal Code, which defines looting as theft or burglary during a state of emergency. Looting is a term that we typically use when people of color or urban dwellers are doing something, said one expert. No, I don't think that. I saw a black guy walking down the street. I didn't call him a looter because he wasn't doing anything wrong. So, you know, doing something. Yeah. Anyway, there has been no claim made regarding the identities or races of the thieves involved in the current crime wave. Yeah, the news reports I say don't even mention race. They just show the video. Says, this seems like an organized smash and grab robbery, says Martin Reynolds, on social media, critics from both the worlds of politics and media seized at what they see as an attempt by woke media to obfuscate the recent crime wave. Of course, that's all they do is try to confuse and obfuscate. They don't want their political demographics to be blamed for anything. Well, anyway, here's a column by Ilana Mercer. She's a good writer, and I think she brings up a good point on this, and you see this all the time. Headline, Republicans' main focus, showing off how black-focused they are. For the longest time, the American people, and inchoate concept that sadly no longer means much, have endured great wrong. Examples include massive legal and illegal immigration and multilateral trade deals that eviscerate, impoverish, and hollow out communities once stayed and settled. Now vaccine mandates. Now we got mandates. And now vaccine mandates, which basically say take the state's hemlock or lose your job. As a rule, private property, including corporations, once shielded the individual from the state. No longer. American big business now gleefully enforces the state's regulatory despotism. There's no place left to turn. Rising black-on-white crime inflicted by coddled criminal classes, both native-born and energetically imported, is high on the list of state and corporate crimes against the citizenry. Whether posturing on TV or on the Hill, the arguments advanced by the typical Republican frontman against these expanding depredations are, however, empty. The objections put forth by Republicans in defense of their constituency are all theater and farce. It is essential to alert the voter to this void foretold, for example, in this column, this February 2019 warning. She said every time a manifestly racist anti-white event goes down, which is frequently, conservative media and politicians can be relied on to drum it as identity politics. The left is playing identity politics, they intone. They are dividing this, they'll lament. However, what is convulsing the country is not identity politics, but anti-white politics, pure, simple, and systematic. Identify the bogus argument, you will have exposed the frauds who want you to send them to live off the flesh pots and roam on the Potomac. Actually, as one wag purpose pointed out, the comparison to Rome is unfair. After all, Rome built two great civilizations and it is a site of enormous cultural significance. Although not exclusive to him, my example today comes from Fox News' Jesse Waters, when speaking loudly over his guests. I mean, why invite them on if you intend to drown them out? Waters made the usual Republican straw argument against black crime. You hear it routinely from Sean Hannity, Candace Owens, and the rest. Democrats only care when a white person takes a black life. If a black person takes a black life, they don't even care. Likewise, it can be said that Republicans don't care when a black person takes a white life. Seldom mentioned in Republican argumentation is the real hate crime in the room, black-on-white crime, which is invariably not reported, underreported, or, if reported, masked as something other than what it really is, which is systematic, institutionalized, white-hot hatred of white people. Republicans just can't seem to protect or stick up for besieged whites and are forever searching their brains for ways to show off their Abe Lincoln pedigree. Democrats are the real racists, has become a popular mocking meme, having originated it back in 2014. I'd argue that the line Democrats don't care that blacks are killing blacks is a species of Democrats are the real racist, black-centric fatuity. In this way, by showing how black-focused and caring they are, Republicans hang on to institutional respectability and are on the good graces of the dominatrix party by the hairs of their chinny-chin-chin. The empty arguments of Republican frontmen are a way to stay in the political game. The latest in the political genre comes courtesy of J.D. Vance, who had shunned Trump, but has recently become religion on the president's populism. I don't care if we're talking about a little black girl in 1965 or a little white girl in 2021 telling a little girl that she is evil because of her skin color is disgusting and vile. Vance thunders at a conference on national conservatism. And what is my objection to what Vance said, you ask? It is very plainly this. It is not 1965. And the victims of white-hot hatred are white, not black. For Republicans, however, it's impossible to mention white suffering without dragging in the black experience. The vintage Republican habit, using weasel words to preen politically and sound fair and impartial, reappear in the Kyle Rittenhouse affair. Even though Republicans assured us that the Rittenhouse case was not about race, their quicksilver political instincts kicked in, telling them to reflectively bring in the black experience. Republican Dana Lash thus proved incapable of defending white power on Fox News without inserting the blandest of bromides about black businesses being burned in Kenosha during the BLM riots. Wearily familiar, then, was the substance of Lash's tweet last week, which was echoed on Fox News to Waters, as she called for justice for the black business owners whose businesses were burnt to the ground by people like white convicted pedophile racist Joseph Rosenbaum screaming slurs on camera, or white domestic abuser Anthony Huber, or white Antifa member Grosskreutz brandishing a handgun. In Republican vernacular, white kid child doesn't just cut it as a cause absent some moral prattling about black experience. So anyway, there's Atlanta Mercer, and I agree with her on that. The Republicans are always have to bring the blacks into it, even when white people are the victims. They always have to, if there's black riots, their biggest concern is not white people's business being burnt to the ground or white people being killed. It's always, what about the black businesses that are burned down? We got to worry about that. Forget about anything that happens to white people. They'd rather drink a buzzard puke than express any concern about white people. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, and KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Bill. And yeah, you're on target there. There's so much of this political garbage being pushed upon the white man now. It's hilarious if you ask me, because, you know, anybody in their right mind can see through the smoke and mirrors. Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure. KO4FE out of Pennsylvania. I appreciate you being here tonight on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And this is KG4ZXC out of Rhode Frog State of Pennsylvania. And you can join us on LibertyNetRadio.org also, and log in and jump in the chat room there and say a few comments. I'm sure there's more than one person. Once I get my
once I get my computer up and running again, I will have myself linked in on the Wednesday night and Saturday night as well in the chat room. That way we can take some comments from some of you guys out there that's listening on FDRs and all you shortwave listeners as well. So thank you for being here.
DHLY, Mr. Bob, it goes up to you, sir, so go ahead and take it away.
My 11th District of Congress, District Mark Fudge, is he was appointed to Police Department City Cut Joe's Secretary of HUD. Now let me tell you, Mark Fudge does not care for the white man. That's just a fact. Now we have a new Congress person in the 11th Congress District. Her name is Chantel Brown. Here's the letter she sent me. Greetings and thank you for allowing me to serve you, the people of the Ohio 11th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Let me roll down. Thankfully, my career in public service, whether as a member of the Warrensville High School District or recently as a member of the Goddard County Council, the people have always come first. I have sought to deliver results that strengthen the community. I love it, Paul Long. I have worked for my common ground and citizens for a lifetime. There are far more negative devices than devices. I promise always hold these values close while making sure your voices are heard in Washington. Sit down for the next 6 minutes. This is why on my second day in office, I was proud to vote for the largest infrastructure bill in generations. Signed into law by President Biden last week, the bipartisan bill will funnel billions in funding to our region to fill potholes, repair costly bridges, and expand and strengthen our public transportation system. The bill will also keep and replace lead water pipes in the Ohio district. And also, every town in America will drink clean water. It's all over. Oh, let's see what more crap we have. Along with adding high-speed internet. Now, I'm telling you what, I pay a hell of a lot of money for my internet, so I don't know why I'm paying for my taxes, too. The bipartisan infrastructure bill is historically for North Carolina, and I will create 15 jobs in our community and across our state. Yet my work in Washington is just getting started. Yes, I'm just tipping the ass of the squad. That's not the letter. We shall face many challenges, but our community is strong, and I know we will tackle these challenges head on. And Thanksgiving approaches, may you and your family have a safe and pleasant holiday weekend. I always am thankful for my family and friends, and I'm especially grateful this year for the opportunity to serve you as Congress. May the gas pump stick you to your butt. Sincerely, Chantel Brown. Well, I've already written her a letter, as I'm sure you can imagine. And I said before, for all the people in Ohio, why did you not get a sample of what you were thinking when you saw the state of Virginia elect a Republican governor? Stop spending our money in the pool and do what the people want. Open up the pipeline. Stop jamming this jab in our arms and do what the people want. How many people are at the Democratic slash email? So we'll see how that goes, and I'll mail it tonight. So, again, as soon as they get there, they're just so thrilled they signed this in. Oh, I should also say, if you read any part of the infrastructure bill, only 9% of that money goes for bridges and roads. The rest is pork. So, just thought I'd invite you with what the 11th District is doing. KG4CXMT, KAJLY.
Hey, well, thank you, Bob. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of information on what they're not going to be doing in the 11th District anytime soon, that's for sure. Yeah, except spending our money.
more your money, Bob.
Wow, it is amazing. It's still all our money when it comes down to it. And these parasites, these leeches, these corrupt politicians in there are supposed to do the bidding for us, not make up things on their own to create. All they do is create problems.
Oh, it's amazing, Mom.
Hey, well, God bless you. Thank you for that. And I'll start keeping up with Dante a little bit more throughout the next couple weeks. Yeah, just curious of what kind of career politician she's going to become. Another squad, I'm sure. Hi, thanks, Bob. Hey, Dale, why in the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Moving down to KK4WX. Mr. Russ, come on in.
Okay, Jesse.
KK4WX, fine to be here, and good comments all the way around. I don't have a lot more to say, but I thought I would comment just a little bit that I was hearing over what little bit of news that I watched, that there was another huge caravan just sort of getting together and somewhere down below the border and was making its way back up here to the United States again. All I can say is how can we be surprised that there's really not more and more and more. I mean, with the administration almost coming out and announcing to the world that they're fixing to give away $450,000 to
or 80 immigrants
who was supposedly separated with their children or whatever. I mean, this is almost totally insane. I mean, it's crazy. It just doesn't make sense. And then I was watching Newsmax, I believe it was, and then they were talking about that over in California, they're already letting people vote. They're not even required to show any kind of ID whatsoever. In other words, you just go to the polls. One gentleman that witnessed what it was like when he went to the polls, he pulled out his driver's license, his ID, was prepared to show him once he was getting in the line and whatnot to show him his credentials to vote. And he said the lady just sort of took her hand and waved it and said, "Oh, no, that's not necessary. And just sign your name here and then give them whatever it is, a card or whatever, and go over there and stick it in the machine to vote." And so they're doing the same thing, I understand, in New York. What kind of country, what kind of elected officials are we going to have when we literally let anybody and everybody vote in our election, including illegals and aliens, illegal aliens, and the people who don't even have an interest in this country. I mean, they're here illegally. They're criminal. But yet we're going to let them have a vote and disenfranchise our vote? This doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, anyway, I think a lot of the American people are starting to see through this administration and these Democrats for what they are, which are really nothing more than a bunch of Marxist/communists, and they're trying their best just to completely tear down the country. I hope we can get it back before it's too late. I guess that's about it for me, Jesse, and if I don't come back, I don't know if you're going for another round or not, but I doubt I'll be here. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody has a very, very safe one at that. And we can look up and thank the good Lord that we're living in a place, one of the best country in all of the world. And even though we've got the problems that we got, we still believe that it's the best country in the world. If you don't believe that, just do a little research and look at what's going on even in Australia right now. People are having lockdowns, and if you don't take the jab or the shot, if you don't have a vaccine passport or whatever, then you can't even go outside of your house, or you'll be fined a tremendous amount of money. You know, it's really sad to see somewhere like Australia, New Zealand, and whatnot to come to those kind of situations, because if you know they gave up their guns, they gave up all of their firearms and whatnot. They took all those away, took them to the saws and to the melting pots and everything else, and done away with them, and now they don't even have a way to defend themselves or even to take back their country. So they're totally at the mercy of their government officials, and there's nothing much that they can do about it. Luckily, we still have our Second Amendment here, and it's so important that we
jail. This guy needs to go to jail.
Back up there to you, Jesse, and good night, one and all. Merry Christmas. happy Thanksgiving to everyone. KK4WX.
Hi, thank you, Russ, and you know, you're on the money. I pray to God every night, one way or the other, and I ask him to let us still have our freedom and keep this country alive. But I don't think we're going to hit another election. They're doing everything in their power to bring back this bioweapon to attack us again, so we won't have another election. And I don't think we will. I think it'll be overran by immigrants and illegal aliens from other countries that are brought into this country, paid for by guess who? Yep, that's right, this administration. I will not call this douchebag a president, because he is not a president. And we all know that. God bless you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Please do. Hi, KK4WX from Mr. North Side, Georgia. Hi, listen down. Into JTT, Miss Laura. She's in FDR mode tonight. Thank you for listening tonight, Miss Laura. You and Mr. Marty into IRJ and that manager. Mr. Gay, you have the helm, sir. So WBCJAX, come on in.
Okay, Jesse, and Laura, saying hello to you. Happy nice Thanksgiving. KG4VXNC, WB2JAX. All right. I think we're looking at things a little on the cockeyed side, because we keep referring to the elections of the Democrats and the Republicans and whoever else believes that that's going to be the answer. It's a revolving door between corporation heads and their puppets and government. It's just the way it is, and they make a lot of noise in Congress, and they have committees and et cetera, on and on. Nothing gets done that's for the people. It's all for their pocketbook. Pelosi supposedly is going to build a $25 million mansion down in Naples, Florida. You know, they go anywhere they want, because they made a lot of money from contracts and inside trading and whatever you want to call it. But anyway, second thing about space, how do we waste so much money on the space program when we can't figure out how to clean water in Flint, Michigan? This is the kind of stuff that people just don't pay attention to. And I'm telling you, I don't know how to explain things to people, and to meet my neighbor. He's a school teacher. I asked him about the masks in school. He says, oh yeah, we still have them. And we go into a conversation. He's like a brick, like talking to a stone. He's a union school teacher, and you know how that goes in New Jersey. So anyway, I'm not going to hold it too long. I'm kind of windbagging all the time anyway. So, but immigration, forget it, forget it. We're done. We're history with immigration. No such thing. I know this used to be a Senator Tom Colburn from Oklahoma. Yeah, he would put holes on bills when he first got into the Senate. He would put a hold on a bill. Well, we need more information. I'm putting a hold on his bill. He did 93 of them, and drew that Stevens, who was, I think, the Senate president at the time. He drove that man to a heart attack from Alaska, that scumbag. A real scumbag, a bridge to nowhere. Pat misses cronies up there in Alaska. Anyway, back to you, Jesse. KC4ZXNC. WB2JAX. Everybody have a nice Thanksgiving.
Hey, it's been really good, Gary, and you have a great Thanksgiving also. And, yeah, you can stick around for the 76 round if you like to, Gary. And, yeah, it is amazing. All right, thank you, sir, for your great comments and your input. And, yeah, I've spoken to some school teachers, too, and they're bricks. All right, thanks, Gary. K-E-8-A-D-V, Mr. Tony, out of Ohio. You still with us, sir?
Well, Jesse, I was
Bob, and I appreciate you adding that in, and good deal.
All right, well, Mr. Tony, if you're out there listening, thank you for being here tonight. Kilo Echo 8, ADV, Alpha Delta Victor, I hope to hear you again, sir. And Mr. Moe, out of Nebraska, it goes down to you. AD0RFA, what you got for us, Moe? Okay, Mr. Moe, KD0RFA, you still with us out there, sir? Alright, Mr. Moe, if you're in there listening and you can hear me, you have a blessed Thanksgiving too. We'll try to see if you just left the building for a few minutes or we'll get back to you on the next round. So, Mr. Moe, always a pleasure. KD0RFA out of Nebraska, clear. With you. Mr. Bob, out of Indiana, November Niners, here in the uniform. You still with us?
I'm still here. It's my FIU, Greenwood, Indiana. Work all you can on your family and friends. Survey on the streets within them as much as you can. I have a book I've read a couple of times now. It's American Marxism by Mark O'Gan. Read that book. Give it to your friends. It explains it all. It's a great book. And it has everything in it that you need to know. So I highly recommend it, and
okay, well, thank you,
Bob, and yeah, I actually have, the wife actually bought the book, Mark Levin, American Marxism. Yeah, she's almost done with it. It says she releases it to me. I'm going to read through it as well. I've actually flipped through some of the pages in a very informal book. So yeah, it's got a lot of great information. Hey, well, God bless you, Bob, and you have a blessed Thanksgiving, you and the family, and like I always say, Lamelia, and that means family, ladies and gentlemen. November Niners, here in the uniform. Thanks, Bob, for being here tonight, and God bless, take care, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Thank you, Jeff.
Roger, roger, Bob. Hey, Bob, November Niners here in the uniform. Robert out of Ohio, KHJOY, is going to send you a postcard in the mail. So be expecting it, and thanks for being checking in with us tonight, sir. Will do, and God bless. November Niners here in the uniform, Bob, out of Indiana, playing with you. And WTGIO, Mr. Frank, out of Fishkill. How copy? Does anyone hear Mr. Frank? Yeah, I hope he didn't have no major radio problems, because I couldn't tell if it was on or off, because my neighbor cranked up his generator and some of his welder equipment at night a lot of times doing some night work, and I can't tell if it's RF sometimes or just noise from him and his location. Alright, well, Mr. Frank, if you're there, God bless you. Thanks for being here tonight, WCGIO, and I hope you get everything worked out. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Terry, sir. Alright, moving down to Mr. Walter out of New York. Kilo Delta 2, Delta Papa. Come on in. No, I was expecting Walter to stick around tonight. Kilo Delta 2, Delta Papa Papa. You still with us? Okay, Roger. Thank you, sir. And, Mr. Walter, if you're out there listening, KD2, Delta Papa Papa, you have a blessed Thanksgiving as well, you and the family, if you're with us. Mr. Larry, you're the tail gunner tonight, sir. So, N4ROQ out of beautiful Tennessee, Mr. Larry, what do you got for this round?
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Two guys that I really like to listen to, especially talk of these socialist Democrats, are Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And those guys are really, really good. Of course, Rand Paul, I believe he's from Kentucky, maybe, and Ted Cruz is from Texas. And I heard Rand Paul on Dr. Fauci. And he did get him to admit that they sent money to the lab in China to do certain things over there, quite a bit of money. So they were working on this COVID-19 stuff and other bioweapons. He said that no, they didn't send any money, but I've heard him say they did before, a long time ago. And he finally did, Rand Paul looked at a lot of his statements before that he had made, and he really did. They did send money, but he denied it with Rand Paul. Ted Cruz is
of course, a lawyer,
and he's a Republican. And he does a great job in keeping these socialist Democrats telling them that, you know, the different things that that they're for, what they've been doing, and what how the, what's the Republican side of the view, you know, the view that they're expressing. So if you get a chance to Google up some of Ted Cruz's stuff and Rand Paul, you'll really enjoy those. And thanks for Russ playing that video, that audio of Rand Paul. That was really good. He does a lot of good audios, Russ does, and I like to listen to Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, so those guys are really good. Okay, let's see. You know, Uncle, I'm in pretty close to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Tennessee. And they've got a body farm here, and there's a Dr. Bass, B-A-S-S, that's the head of it. And what they do, they've got a plot of ground, and they bury bodies in certain, or just lay some out on the ground and see what different insects come in at what time period, and or they bury the body and see how it deteriorates, and they can tell how long it's been there, what different deterioration times it takes for a body to completely deteriorate, and how they check people for to see who they are. You know, maybe they take their teeth, you know, and their DNA, and just different things like that. Well, the Mexicans, a guy called from Mexico, and they told them to come on up to the UT Body Farm to ID their dead, and they wanted to give them some ideas, because Mexico has 93,000 people classified as missing. Of course, they've got cartels all down there, drug cartels of all kinds, and they're killing people by the droves down there. It says Knoxville, on a chilly fall morning here in western Tennessee, raw Rogel's crouched alongside an open grave surveying the bones his team had just unearthed. He was unusually relaxed, bobbing his head to salsa music playing from his cell phone as he helped measure and map the assemblage of a dirt-stained ribs and vertebrae. Robo 41 is used to much more harrowing conditions. Hey, back in Mexico, this is one of the Mexican guys, state of Sinaloa, that's S-I-N-A-L-O-A, where he has excavated at least 500 clandestine graves during his 15 years as a crime scene investigator. He sometimes digs under surveillance from a drug cartel. The lookouts came on their motorcycles with no plates, with their lights turned off, and said, "You have 2 more hours to finish or else," he said. When that happens, he has little choice but to scoop the contents of the gravesite onto a tarp, throw it in his truck, and finish his work back at the laboratory. More than 93,000 people across Mexico are officially classified as missing, a staggering total that points to the crisis of not only violence, but also forensics. In recent years, there has been a growing recognition that many of the missing may be in government custody, their bodies scattered among the tens of thousands of corpses that have had passed through morgues without being identified and then buried in common graves. Mexican authorities have vowed to put names to the human remains in their care. That is why Robles and 23 other Mexican crime scene investigators, forensic archaeologists, and morgue workers spent 5 days last month at the University of Tennessee's Forensic Anthropology Center, a world-famous research center better known as the Body Farm. For more than four decades, researchers at the farm have been setting donated bodies on fire, immersing them in water, breaking their bones, rolling them up in carpets, and leaving them in car trucks, all to learn about how corpses decay in different conditions. Typically, when they host visitors at the farm, a sloping 3-acre section of forest strewed through with 100 bodies in various states of decomposition, the researchers often offer words of caution. Take deep breaths. Director Donnie Wolf Stedman tells them, and if you feel like you might faint, sit down on the ground. The Mexican visitors, who lack training but not experience, required no such warnings. In 1977, forensic anthropologist William Bass was summoned to a cemetery in Franklin, Tennessee, where police had discovered that they assumed was a recent murder victim. Bass came to the same conclusion, estimated that based on the body's condition, the man had been dead for less than a year. He was off by more than a century. The body turned out to be that of a Confederate soldier killed in the Battle of Nashville in 1864. Digging for anything of value, grave robbers had removed the corpse from a cast iron coffin that had prevented its decomposition. So the article goes on and tells more about what Dr. Bass has done, and he's really went all over the U.S. and probably the world and studying death and trying to figure out, you know, homicides here and there. But that gives me an idea. If you could come upon some cast iron coffins, your body will not deteriorate as fast. So that sounds like this guy, Confederate soldier that was in the Battle of Nashville in 1864, they thought he had been dead less than a year. So you talk about some great taking care of the body. This cast iron coffin deal is the way to go. And I don't know if they make those, or if you could come up with somebody, a good welder, you could make one. So that makes me think, you know, to heck with all these wooden and sheet metal coffins they come up with. Let's get us a cast iron coffin. Let's see. I came up with an idea. I was just thinking. There's something I wanted to fill in there, Jesse, regarding some of the things that we might make comments about. You know, I really like UFO situations and different things that's happened, like Roswell and different cover-ups and, you know, all the different military establishments and underground bases that are under the United States. The different UFOs that have hovered over Minuteman missile silos that they've proven that has happened many, many times through the years, especially after World War II. And, you know, a lot of this don't make the news very, hardly any, if ever. So I thought I might try to come up with maybe 10 different situations that I know to be 99.9% truth, and, you know, just kind of go over a few things like that every now and then that I'll bring out some interesting comments, you know, different things that have happened throughout the U.S. and the world. And other things, other people might think about that too. They may have some interesting things they know of really true that has really happened and that didn't make the news, very, if any, you know. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that bring something else to the net. And everyone didn't have to do that. I just thought I might try to do that sometime. Just make me up a list of different things that I've read, that different people have said about
about a lot of things that are really fantastic, you know, that are really true. Well, back to you up there, Jesse. Good night tonight, interesting, and shoot it back up there to you tonight on the Liberty Net. This is Larry in Knoxville, N4RO2 in Tennessee.
Okay, very good, Larry, and wow.
Casket like that, wow, holy cow. You said that was made out of cast iron?
Yeah, cast iron casket.
Okay, well, dang, I guess everybody needs one of them if you plan on sticking around for a while. Hey, well, very good, thank you.
And yeah, good idea, Larry. Bring to the table some interesting subjects as well, because, one thing we can always use around here is history lessons, because they have definitely hindered our education system to the point where everybody needs a little lesson in history.
Hey, thanks, Larry. God bless you and your mom. I hope everybody's doing well. And, it is Thanksgiving Day, ladies and gentlemen. And, Mr. Larry, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. I'll be back around to you here in the short
for the 73 round.
So, thanks, Larry. N4RO2 out of Tennessee. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of Devoted Frost, State of Pennsylvania once again. Moving to the top of the list. So let's see, KO4FE, did you check out Bill, or you got anything you want to add?
Mr. Bill, KO4FE, you still with us, young man?
Okay, I guess Mr. Bill has left. Thank you for being here tonight, sir, if you're still in there. KO4FE out of Pennsylvania. Mr. Robert.
Mr. Bob, KHAY, however I want to say that.
It looks like it's up to you, sir. Take it away, Bob.
All right, I have a quick article from the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. $5 million per day, according to the new analysis, that 65,000 dollars per minute, that's about $1,000 per second. And you can get why, because of the Southeast outbreak. Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are making a combination of 65,000 every day, but they're not as successful for the vaccines, only that they've got. Well, the world school but of course,
Hey, very good, Bob. And yeah, you're right. That well is going to dry up. And it's only a matter of time. But we all know these individuals, this is their whole game plan. If they can't kill you, they're surely not going to cure you. And they ain't no money in a cure. And that's why we have all these jacklegs out here trying to make money on the American people hands over fist. They ought to all be locked up and thrown away the key and then tortured like they doing the January 6th protesters that went to D.C. and got locked up as political prisoners. Thank you, sir. God bless you, Bob, and appreciate you being here tonight, and like always. K-A-G-M-Y. Thank you. Let's see, Mr. Russ has left the building, KK4WX. Thanks for being here, Russ. Miss Laura into JTT. Good to have you aboard tonight, you and Mr. Marty. Good to have you guys. And let's see, it goes down to Mr. Gary. What you got for the 72 JAX? Come on in, Gary.
Okay, Jesse, moving around here. My goodness, I'm not going to hold it too long because it's getting late. But I have a couple comments. Mark Levin on Marxism. Marxism. He's right on the money. I don't listen to him much, otherwise my brain would explode because I'm so, you know, when you get retired and you're an active person with politics, it can make you crazy. Anyway, he's right on the money. And a profit by Pfizer and the other J&J making this poison, I don't know. The whole thing is, why do we elect people? Anyway, you know, we should just forget about it. We went to a store, wife and I, and it had on the door, first time we saw this on the door again, you're not required, but you're supposed to wear a mask, I forget the language, but we walked in and about 50% of the people had no mask on, a little kid too, no mask, and the checkout counter, she just smiled like she had to have one on. But she just smiled that everybody didn't have it, and she didn't say a word. So it's all bullshit, and everybody knows it. Now, it's the only thing is that New Jersey has a news report, like 5:30, I watched that, about how many people are not too happy with the booster. The booster compliance is down the tubes as far as what the reporter said this afternoon. Anyway, I won't hold it, but it's all coming unraveled little by little, but I think we're going to make it pretty good once we get past all the fear and the people who must feel like a fool wearing that mask. And the only sad thing I see is if their parents let their kids get vaccinated, like a little 6, 7, 8-year-old kid, those people should be put away also for child abuse, for having them put a jab at a kid that young. Anyway, that's my last comment. Everybody have a nice Thanksgiving, and I pray to God that this stuff does stop and we all can come out of this halfway decent. Okay, back to you, Jesse, WB2JAX.
Hey, very good, Gary, and thank you for being here. Oh, and by the way, it's still holding solid, about 25 over half 9, so good signal tonight, Gary. And, yeah, you're on the money. I pray to God that people wake up and just start denying it, because herd immunity, it does exist. Hey, thank you, Gary. WB2JAX, clear with you. Let's see, Mr. Tony left, K-A-D-V. Thank you for being here tonight. Mr. Mo, I'm going to give you one last round. Are you with us, Mr. Mo? This is the 73 round. If you got anything you want to add, sir, if you're still with us, come on in, Mo. Okay, well, go ahead, because Mo ain't here.
Mr. Gary,
like you said, Jesse King dropped his back. Looking through my mail, I have a field box, and he had the letter. You're not a match. And I looked up and smiled at him and said, you're a friend, sir. But do you know who next week felt that it's a man who took a match? Yes. And of course, again, I know this town. A month ago, so I can't wait to hear that
complaint. Oh, this stuff is getting so crazy, Bob. It's just ridiculous, and I'm retired since 07. And I tell you what, if I had to go to work, I think I'd be in a fist fight most of the time.
I agree. It's really killing some people, and I'm thinking they're out of control.
What about bronchitis, you know, the cough, the regular flu, pneumonia, stuff? It's not so quick, but everything is playing. Oh, that's a good way to put it. You're right. It's all, you know, it's all, we've been following this stuff almost 2 years now, coming up on a year and three quarters, whatever. We still believe, the dumb people will not stop. They will not stop and put this stuff in the garbage can, because that's where it belongs. Now, like you say, I've never taken a flu shot that I can remember. I've never taken a stupid jab. I don't take, when the VA asked me about all these things, chicken pox and all that, shingles, I don't take nothing. I take vitamin D, 3, zinc, and all this vitamin C, and that's it. I'm 79 years old, and I don't feel like I'm 25, but I feel a hell of a lot better than a lot of people I see around, walking around like they're half dead with bellies sticking out, almost hitting the floor.
Yep, here's a statistic from the CDC. Now remember, this year is not over yet. We are only about 10 months into the year. In the year 2020, this is a 377,863 deaths, COVID-19 legislation. 2021, all the vaccinations, all the carrying on, 392,578 in the first 10 months. Huh. What good is the vaccine?
Oh, Roger on that. And that's what would happen anyway. People are dying of cancer. My neighbor just died of cancer last year. And he was 75, I think, something like that. But anyway, everybody, you get your turn. There's nobody going to escape getting dead. So that's, you just got to do the best you can.
Right. All right. I just want to throw that out to Jerry. I'll
give
it back to Mr. Jeff.
Hey, very good, guys. And, yeah, you're on the money. you can't escape death, and you know what? These people think they can. All their engineering and their digging and looking for the fountain of youth, it ain't gonna happen for them. You know what? I'm gonna do everything in my power to live as long as you're there, Gary, and that way I can watch every one of them. I want to see them take their wealth with them. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there was a joke a friend sent me. The lady has said, oh, he's always complaining about money, so she said, I'm going to write him a check and put it in his casket.
Yeah, the check you can't cash.
Hey, well, very good, Gary.
That's great. Hey, well, God bless you and happy Thanksgiving, Gary. God bless. WBC, Jay, 73, sir.
All right, Jesse, you too.
Hey, let's see, Mr. Tommy left, Mr. Noah left, Mr. Bob had left out of Indiana. I think he did, yeah. I believe he signed off. And Mr. Frank, out of Fishfield, WTGIO, did you ever get your radio straightened out, sir?
Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Frank there, Bob, so I hope you got everything figured out. Mr. Walter left, KG2DPP. Mr. Lay, you have the last sum here tonight, sir. So, Mr. Lay, N4ROQ, take it away.
Okay, thank you. You know, these Democrats, they have a tax that they don't like. And here's another one they're coming out with on a methane tree. And this is in the Nation and the USA Today. It says a Democratic plan to impose a fee on methane emissions from oil and gas wells. And they want to tax the customer. The nail's in the coffin on our oil and gas. This has cleared a key hurdle, but it faces strong opposition from the oil and gas industry and criticism by centrist Senator Joe Manchin. The proposed fee on methane is a really powerful pollutant that contributes to global warming was included in a huge social and environmental policy bill passed by House Democrats last Friday. And that sounds awful, doesn't it? It's the only propulsion that we've got that's worth a dime. And air that we breathe is 100 times better than it was 50 to 100 years ago. And they're still wanting to put it to everybody. They want to get rid of any kind of propulsion, anything that's any good. They want to get rid of it. The proposed fee on methane, I've read that. As the bill moves into the Senate, attention again will focus on Manchin and West Virginia moderate, who has already forced fellow Democrats to abandon one of their biggest climate proposals, a clean electricity program that would boost wind and solar power while phasing out coal and gas-fired power plants. Manchin, whose state is a leading producer of coal and natural gas, has said he worries a methane tax could be used to drive energy companies out of business. He said before the House votes that he wants to make sure the fee is structured to incentivize innovation and just not punish energy companies for the sake of punishing them. A spokeswoman for Manchin declined to comment after the House vote. The Democrats in the House and Senate said they are confident the fee will remain in the Senate bill, despite a 50-50 split in the chamber that gives every Democrat veto power. Republicans unanimously, that means all of them, approve the bill. Language approved by the House represents a compromise that would slap a rising fee on excess emissions at oil and gas facilities, reaching $1,500 per ton in 2025, along with $775 million in subsidies for companies that take steps to reduce emissions. Representative Frank Malone, Democrat of New Jersey, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said that he and other Democrats have been working with senators on the methane fee, including Manchin, who chairs the Senate Energy and Natural Resource Committee. Now, people, we got to get these Democrats out of all these offices. They run all these committees. This is the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and it's headed by a bunch of Democrats. When you're ahead of the House of Representatives or the Senate, and you got both in your party in those establishments, then you have the right to be head of all these committees, and they're ahead of all of them, so they're working out all these different taxes. And let me tell you, they'll put your taxes on everything. Okay, I could go ahead and read it all, but this is kind of depressing. All these daggone taxes these Democrats have came out with, and they're continuing to come out with more and more and more. And Harris
Biden is wondering about why the gas prices have gone up $1.50 or more since last year, since he took office. And he don't know that he stopped the pipeline, he's put taxes on, he's put taxes on the oil and gas industry here. I mean, he's saying, you know, we don't want the price of gas to go up. What in the world is he taking putting taxes on all this stuff? You know, what's it going to do to the price of gas or oil, you know, in the stores or at the pump? These Democrats are ludicrous. They don't have any common sense, and they're trying to drive the automobile that we have now out of existence, along with all kinds of other things that we have, especially prayer in the schools, all kinds of religious things that we have. They're against all that stuff. You can look at all the different things that they're for, and gosh, it's like everything they're for is, it's turned around. Everything that was good, now is bad. Everything that's bad, now is good. That's the way the Democrats think. So just think about that. Back to you up there, Jesse. Enjoying the net. We'll try to come out with something different pretty soon here, and come out with some interesting, not that these are not interesting, but some things that are 99.9% true that look like they are. They've been covered up through the years.
This sounds like something that a few people might like to listen to.
So you take care up there, Jason. Have a good Thanksgiving, and you and Bob both out. Thanks for running the net. Both you guys are really good, and thanks, Paul, for doing the recording. You guys take care, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again from N4ROQ, Tennessee.
Hey, very good, sir, and appreciate it, Mr. Larry, and you always bring a good article up, regardless of what it consists of, so thank you for that. And I'm gonna start changing some things up myself here in future here, as soon as I get some more things organized around here.
Hey, well, thank you. God bless you, Mr. Larry and Jamal. And hey, you guys have a blessed Thanksgiving, Mr. Larry.
Thank you, Jesse. We're going to try. I hope my mother hangs in there and be able to tolerate getting out there tomorrow. But it'll be really good for her. So thank you very much, and talk to you all later. And for okay.
Hey, well, very good, Larry, and thanks again. Hey, clear with N4. This is Larry out of Tennessee. Hey, this is KG4ZXC out of the Vertebra State of Pennsylvania. Once again, bringing this net to a close. I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody who's participating tonight.
KL4FB, KAJ, KAJLY, KK4WX, N2IRK.
And into JTP as well,
and Mr. Marty, that manager, and also Mr. Paul for doing the recording. Thank you, Mr. Paul. Without you, we wouldn't have much of recordings at all, so thank you for that.
All right, Mr. Gary, WBTJAX, thank you for being here, K8ADV, and KD0RFA, Mr. Mo, I wish you could have stuck around, and Mr. Bob, first time checking in, thanks for being here, in November 9, in your uniform. Mr. Frank, I hope you got your radio and everything situated and figured out, W2DIO, out of Fishkill. KD2 Delta Papa Papa, Mr. Walter, and N4ROQ. All right, Mr. Bob, as we sum up tonight, I'm going to let you do the closing. But I'd like to thank everybody and all the shortwave listeners, too.
and all you SDR listeners and all the ones who got into the chat room tonight here on LibertyNetRadio.org. So thank you guys.
So Mr. Bob, as we close the net, I'm going to let you sum it up.
All right, Mr. Jesse. So, as Mr. Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Mr. Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Galvez a good night for Liberty Net, as well as a great night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that have fought through this sea. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent T, W1SPR, Victor, W9SAN, Bird,
Into Thanksgiving Day here on the 25th.
of November 2021. I would like to thank everybody for being here tonight. God bless each and every one, and thank you, Bob, again. 7-3 is off.
So, just
before you go,
what was the call?
WC9? Okay, that was Whiskey Bravo 9, or Yankee Papa Alpha, and that was Mr. Mike out of South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, I put it in. We also had a gentleman that was in the alerting mode, Alpha Ida 5, gentleman in November. He's in Oklahoma. I sent him a message that said, he was looking at an SDR because I know he's in here. So. All right, Mr. Jesse, thank you. I'm going to wrap this up and continue.
Hey, very good, Bob, and don't be a stranger. Give me a call when you can. Talk to you soon. And everybody else on the net. Mr. Lay, also, God bless you and anyone else still in there. Super.
Thank you, Jesse and Bob. 73's, God bless you all, too. And 4, okay.